Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present the Seal Test Village Store, starring Jack Carson with Eve Arden and Dave Willock, Frank Duvall and his orchestra, Eileen Woods, the Starlighters, and yours truly, Hi Averback. And now here he is, Jack Carson.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, Eve.
Hello, Jack. Say, what are we going to do on the show tonight?
Well, we've got a great sketch, Eve. We're going to do our version of that new Paramount picture, The Big Clock.
Oh, I saw that picture, Jack. Weren't Ray Milland and Charles Laughton wonderful?
Now you're talking about my favorite actor. Mr. Christian, come here! Come here, Mr. Christian! Mr. Christian, I'll hang you from the highest yard arm of the British Navy! You hear me, Mr. Christian? Harry, how's that?
Jack, that is the finest imitation I've ever heard of Ray Milland.
Yes. Very funny, but we're still going to do our idea of the big clock on our show tonight.
Say, Jack, before we do the sketch, there was a phone call for you. Mm-hmm. A Mr. Johnson.
Oh, yes, Mr. Johnson, the real estate man. I told him I wanted to buy a house. I got to find another place to live.
Why? What's wrong with the one you've got?
Well, I'm living next door to Atwater Kent's place now. Those parties he's always throwing are driving me crazy.
Really? Why?
He never invites me. Besides, I've got to find a bigger place. My bathroom is so small. You know those bath towels that say his and hers?
Yes.
Well, in my bathroom, one towel says his and the other one says, you call this a bathroom? Anyway, my house is too far away from the studio. That's why I asked Mr. Johnson to find me a new one.
He should see my house. I got a great big house. It's got three bathtubs.
Oh, Frank, lots of houses have three bathtubs.
In the living room?
Duvall, nobody's interested in your house.
Frank, bathtubs in the living room? What's in the bathroom, a fire engine?
Don't be ridiculous.
A battleship?
Don't be ridiculous.
A horse?
What color?
Oh, this is too much, a horse in a bathroom.
My towels are marked his and Trigger.
Frank, take your bald head and bounce it out there.
Bald head. Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, I'd like you to know that I'm not bald.
You are not bald?
I'm not bald. It's just that I've got more face than most people.
Thank you and good night, Frank Duvall. Eve, what would you do if you were looking for a house?
Well, I'd look in today's paper here. There are usually plenty of houses for sale.
Let's see now. Where's the classified column? Well, hey, look. Here's something I missed in the paper. Another big Hollywood wedding. This time it's Bubbles Richmond, the actress.
My gosh, again?
Mm-hmm. She's been married so many times, the clerk at the city hall doesn't give her a new license. He just punches the old one.
Jack, turn to the want ads if you want to find a house.
Let's see. Oh, here they are. For sale, new car. For sale, fur coat. For sale, horse.
What color?
Duvall Scram. Oh, here we are. For sale, houses. Oh, here's one. A beautiful prefabricated house. Buy it and put it together yourself.
Put it together yourself?
Mm-hmm. For $3,000, you get three bedrooms, kitchen, living room, garage, and a roll of scotch tape. Doesn't sound very strong. Well, I might look into that anyway.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Dave. Dave, you look pale and tired.
Oh, I am a little. I spent the last 3 days in the movies.
Dave, you stayed in the movies for 3 days? Didn't your mother worry about you?
No, she was with me.
She what?
Yeah, she did the cooking.
That's not funny, but it's silly. What about the theater manager?
He made the bed.
Dave. Dave, have you ever thought of Death Valley for a summer camp?
Well, gee, Jack, the only reason I told you about the movies, I thought you were interested in.
Well, I am. Oh. Matter of fact, we're going to do our idea of the big clock on the show tonight.
Hey, can I have a part? You know, I'm a good actor. I've been to acting school. Here's a scene that I'm learning now. Eve, will you read this other part here?
Oh, I'd love to, Dave. Oh, darling, now that the war is over and we're together again, say that you'll never leave me. Say it, Rosemary.
Very well. I'll never leave you, Sam.
Wait a minute, Dave. Wait a minute. There's something wrong there.
You mean I'm not saying it loud enough?
No, you're not, Rosemary. Dave, you got the parts mixed up. Now get out of here.
Jack, I have an idea. You don't have to buy a new house. Why don't you buy an old one and remodel it? They can do wonders with remodeling.
No, I tried that once, Eve. I bought an old barn. I spent a fortune on it. Painting, scraping, sawing, rearranging, fixing it here, fixing it there. Put a new roof on it. I even hired a famous architect. And Eve, you should have seen that old barn when I got finished with it.
How'd it look?
Like a new barn.
Tonight, our lovely Seal Test vocal star, Eileen Wood, sings, I've Got a Crush on You.
I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh, I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you cool? Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share the world, but pardon my much, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh, I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you cool? Could you care for a cunning cottage? We two could share the world. Will pardon my much, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby. It seems I've got a crush on you.
Thank you, Eileen Woods. We'll be back with Jack and Eve in just a moment. Folks, turning out a good meal is not only mastering the meat and potatoes and vegetable department, it's a matter of the little extra touches, too. The small dish of peach pickles, the crisp celery and olives on a bed of ice, or a serving of cool, creamy-tasting cottage cheese, the delicate, fresh-flavored cottage cheese made by Kraft. For instance, some dinner time, put a bowl full of fluffy Kraft cottage cheese on the table and see how folks enjoy it along with the main dish. Or heap a big scoop of Kraft cottage cheese on a fruit salad. Or serve the refreshing good taste of Kraft cottage cheese along with the hot biscuits and jam. Of course, you'll want to try all three varieties of this fine cottage cheese by Kraft. There's Kraft creamed cottage cheese that's fluffy and mild. There's Kraft's country style cottage cheese, made the old-fashioned way with a finer texture, like cottage cheese down on the farm. Then there's Kraft cottage cheese with little garden-fresh chives blended right into it. All three varieties are wonderfully delicate, tender, and prized for freshness. For cottage cheese at its best, get the kind labeled Kraft. Yes, tomorrow at your grocer's, look for Kraft cottage cheese.
Jack, let's get started with our sketch, huh?
In a little while, Eve. Mr. Johnson just called and gave me a list of houses to go see.
Are they the kind of houses you want?
Well, they're big houses. I like a house with plenty of space. In fact, I'd like to have a room just for my trophies.
Jack, have you got trophies?
Of course I have. A buffalo head, a bearskin rug, a stuffed moose, a bald eagle.
Somebody call me?
Who that is. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Carson. This is Mr. Hankins out at your ranch.
Oh, how are things?
Well, I don't exactly know. What was the number of the local fire department again?
I think it's 114.
114. I thought it was 113.
No, no, I think it was 114.
Mr. Carson, I know you're the boss, but I think it's 113.
Oh, well, maybe you're right. Why do you want to know?
Doesn't matter now. The barn just burned down.
My gosh.
Oh, I was only kidding, Mr. Carson. The barn didn't burn down.
Oh, that's good.
It was the house.
Mr. Hankins, I hope you're making all this up.
Oh, yeah, I'm practicing on you. I'm learning to be a writer through the mail.
Mr. Hankins, are you taking one of those correspondence courses again?
Yep. I sent for another dandy course yesterday. It's called How to Take Out Your Own Tonsils or What to Do Till the Undertaker Comes.
Thank you and goodbye, Mr. Hankins.
Goodbye, Mr. Carson.
Well, come on, Jack. If we're going to look at those houses, we better get started.
Okay,
here's our first stop. The agent told me a nice little old lady owns this place.
It's rather old-fashioned, isn't it?
Yeah, but at least it isn't next door to Atwater Kent. I'll ring the bell.
Oh, I thought I heard the bell. I'm Mrs. Cavendish. Won't you come in?
Well, thank you.
Oh, be careful of the pussycat.
The pussycat?
Yes, he might step on you.
She offers me a glass of elderberry wine, I'm leaving. Mind if we look around and see the house, Mrs. Cavendish? I understand it's for sale.
Not at all.
I like this place, Jack.
Yes, it's very livable here.
Oh, you're a young married couple.
Huh?
How many children?
No. Where do you see...
I love children. I guess every mother does, especially little girls. Little girls are so much fun to dress. Of course, my children have all grown up and flown from the nest.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, there were three of them. A boy, a girl, and a sparrow. Sparrows are so much fun to dress.
Well, how about the house? I mean, is it really for sale?
Oh, yes. And it's completely furnished. Everything goes. Except that picture over the mantel.
Hmm. That's quite a picture.
Yes, that's the only man I ever loved. I loved him for years, but I know he can never be mine. So all I have of him is that picture.
Gee, Mel Torme. Oh. Who's in that picture over there? Isn't he cute? Look at him lying there in a bearskin rug.
That was the last picture ever taken of my husband.
Your husband?
Yes, he died when he was a baby.
I see. Well, about this house. Is it, excuse me, I'm just a little hoarse.
What color?
Well, how about it? Mrs. Cavendish? Will you give me a good buy in the house?
Well, I don't know. Have you any references?
Well, I'm Jack Carson.
You're Jack Carson? Oh, my goodness. You know, I think you're funnier than all the rest of them put together. I just sit at home every week. I sit there and I laugh and laugh.
You do, really?
Yes. Too bad I don't have a radio.
Oh.
Well, if you're still interested in the house...
Oh, I am. I am, aren't I?
Yes, he is.
Well, the price is $45,000.
Thank you, and good night, Mrs. Cavendish. Jack, I'm getting awfully tired. We've looked at 12 places already. Besides, have you got enough money to buy a house? Are you relying on your family?
No, and let's not talk about it. You see, I come from a very disappointed family.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yes, it's my poor old father. For years, he waited for his ship to come in, but it was no use.
Well, why not?
He lived in Tucson, Arizona. And it's pretty hard for a ship to get in there. Well, let's look at this last... Let's look at this last house here.
Yeah, this better be the last one. We got to get back to the studio.
I'll knock on the door. I guess this is the door. The house is so modern.
Well, 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 don't stand there. Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Look out for the pussycat. Now, you are thinking of buying my home?
Yes, would you mind telling us about it?
Not at all. It was built in 1948 out of redwood pine and fir. The foundation is termite-proof. The heat comes from the sun, the water comes from Boulder Dam, and I come from Tucson, Arizona.
How nice of you. By the way, this is Miss E. Martin.
Well, how do you do? My name is Salvador.
Dally?
Sure, can you get rid of your friend?
Look, Salvador, what about this house? What are you asking for?
Well, ever since Lana got married, money means nothing to me. I'll let you have it for only $3,000.
Gee, that's great. It's a deal.
I think you'll be very happy in this neighborhood. Somebody just bought the house next door that should really make property values go up.
Who is it?
Atwater Kemp.
Oh, no.
When a Swiss boy goes calling on a Swiss miss in June, dooley, ooley, dooley, doo, he sings this pretty tune, and he charms her like magic when he yodels this tune. Dooley, ooley, dooley, doo, beneath the alpine moon, the echo.
Here's a chap from your own community I'd like you to meet.
Thank you, Jack. This is Frank Barton with a word for the homemakers. Do you know the best way to discover what the word fresh really means? Just try Kraft Cottage Cheese. For this is the cottage cheese that's prized for freshness. This is the cottage cheese with truly delicate flavor. Now, there's a good reason for that fresh flavor. You see, Kraft is the cottage cheese that's made fresh every day, and to the exacting requirements of the seal test standard of quality. Then this newly made cheese is packed in sanitary paper cups and sped to food stores by truck. But not ordinary trucks. Oh, no, not for Kraft. This delicious cottage cheese goes in refrigerated trucks to protect that delicate, fresh flavor every minute of the way. Yes, when you want a cottage cheese with a cool, creamy flavor, a cottage cheese prized for freshness, get the kind labeled Kraft.
Well, I still haven't got a house, but as we warned you before, we're now going to do our version of the motion picture, The Big Clock. Hi, will you set the scene?
Well, certainly, Jack. Ladies and gentlemen, the Seal Test Village Star players present The Big Clock. The Big Clock is a story filled with intrigue, suspense, murder, suicide, lust, greed, hate. The story of a boy and his dog. But let Deadline Carson, editor of Crime Pays magazine, tell you the story in his own words.
I am Deadline Carson, editor of Crime Pays magazine, the magazine that shows you how to commit crimes. I make $50,000 a year. I'm a big shot, but I'm not happy. I remember back when I was just a reporter making $25 a week, living in a one-room apartment, eating simple food, doing simple things. Believe me, I hated it. But now things are different. I work for the biggest magazine publisher in the country, H.J. Flugelflegel. Not to be confused with G.B. Flugelflegel, whom we all know and love. One day, my boss, H.J., called me into his office. He fixed me with those cruel eyes. Those penetrating eyes. Those eyes that could see right through me. He looked at me and said,
"Where'd you get those shorts?"
"Look, H.J., I've been working for you for 12 years and I've never had a vacation. I've worked and slaved for you every day, day in and day out, from 8 in the morning till 12 o'clock at night. I've ruined my health for you just so I can get your magazine out for you. I tell you, H.J., if I don't get away, I'm going to crack." "Well, say something, H.J.
"My shorts aren't as nice as that."
"Oh, H.J., you're impossible. I've never been so mad at H.J. in my life. I hated the man. I went down to my favorite bar to have a drink and quiet my nerves. As I opened the door, Joe was at the piano. Joe had been playing piano for 20 years and never took a lesson in his life. It was time for Joe to take lessons. I sat down at the bar.
Hiya, Deadline. What do you have?
I'll have a stinger.
Okay.
Thanks. I sat at the bar, sipping my drink, when slowly I became aware of a lovely young thing sitting next to me. Being a man of the world and knowing how to speak to a sophisticated woman, I spoke to her in my smooth, cosmopolitan manner. "Cigar?" She took one for after dinner. Then she looked at me. I knew there was something different about this girl. I looked her up and down. She was different. She didn't wear straps on her shoes like other girls. She had suspenders. She smiled at me through her tears and said,
"I know you. You're Deadline Carson. You're the editor of Crime Pays magazine. And you hate your boss, H.J. Flugelflegel."
"That's Flugelflegel. Now."
"Well, listen, deadhead."
"That's Deadline."
"I'll be the judge of that."
"Hey, who are you anyway, sister?"
"My name is Cherie Latour. My father was a Yugoslavian."
"I guess that explains it." "Well, what's on your mind, Miss Latour?"
"I happen to be the girlfriend of the great H.J., your boss. And I've got some pretty damaging letters. Letters that could fix his wagon for good and all. Now you help me, and we can both get even with him."
"I know it means another straight line, but what is your plan?" "Are you hinting at blackmail?"
"Yes, we could get at least $50,000 from the old tyrant. We could pack our bags and go away together."
"But what about my wife?"
"There's no room in my bag." "Say, come to my apartment tonight at 8, and I'll give you the letters. Goodbye, Deadline."
Putting her half-finished martini in her purse, she left. At 8 that night, I entered the apartment house where Miss Latour lived. Going up in the elevator, I had a strange premonition. I felt that something had happened to her. She was playing a dangerous game. I stepped out of the elevator on the 13th floor. I rushed over to her room, threw open the door, and there she was. Alive. That is, until a moment later, some shots rang out.
Oh,
think one of those shots came from the audience. Poor Cherie. She was dead. I was in trouble. I thought I'd better make a quick getaway. I opened the window and stepped out on the fire escape. Putting my broken legs into my purse, I left. Only to run into the arms of the law. My next stop was the police station.
Come on, Carson. Tell us what you know about this murder.
But Sergeant, I don't know anything.
Oh, you don't, huh? Well, take that.
Oh! Oh! Oh, my nose.
Here, have a blotter.
Fellas, please believe me. You got the wrong man.
Oh, yeah? Carson, you see this rubber hose?
Yeah.
Now talk.
Okay, okay. Which end do I talk into?
Oh, a wise guy, eh? Well, we'll see about that. Take that!
Oh, my nose!
Oh, forgive me, Robert.
Look, guys, I've had enough. Look, I want to see Mr. District Attorney.
Okay, but you'll have to write in for tickets.
Well, after a couple more hours, they let me go. They didn't have anything on me. So I had to wait till it got dark before I could go home. That's when I wrote Nature Boy. Late that night, I paid a call on my boss, H.J. Flugelflegel. I walked straight up to him and said, H.J., I know that you murdered Cherry Latour in cold blood. You're a vicious scoundrel, and I've already told the police.
Tattletale.
Yeah, pay the penalty. You know what they'll do to you, Flugelflegel? They'll take you down those 13 steps. They'll open that little green door, and they'll strap you to that chair, and they'll slit your trouser legs, and then they'll shave your head.
Isn't that a little silly?
You won't laugh when they take you away. No, you won't laugh. And believe me, the police will be here any minute.
Well, I know I'm guilty, and I've got to pay the price to society. But after they give me the electric chair, I'm coming back to get you.
Nobody ever comes back.
Oh, no? Napoleon came back as a French pastry. Bismarck came back as a herring.
And you?
Watch out for the pussycat.
Join us again next Thursday at the Seal Test Village Store, starring Jack Carson and Eve Arden. Here's a good idea for homemakers. Round out your meals with a big bowl of Kraft Cottage Cheese. Delicate and ever so fresh tasting, Kraft Cottage Cheese is really delicious. This program is produced by Robert L. Redd and is written by Jack Douglas, Larry Gelbart, and Sid Dorfman. And now, why not stay tuned for the Bob Hawke Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is Frank Barton speaking from Hollywood. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.